Chris's Wicked Word Nosh, a place to chow down on topics relevant to writers of all kinds. Hello, and welcome to Marissa's Wicked Word Nosh. I'm Marissa, and this is a weekly podcast in which I talk about a wide variety of writing-related topics. Sometimes I talk to a writer and ask them what inspires them and what tips they might have for listeners. I haven't in the last few weeks, but I'm hoping to have another one on soon because it's been a while. But other times, I pick a topic and I research it. And I don't do an exhaustive amount of research, but enough to, first of all, get a good understanding for myself and make sure that I'm covering all the bases and I'm thorough. And also to give you enough to give you an overall impression of what I'm talking about and what some of its main points are. I love doing research, and as I've mentioned several times in past episodes, I love learning more about the topics I've chosen while I'm doing research because I'm not an expert. I'm just someone who likes to read and write and find out more and let others know about what I've learned. However, I'm going to take a slightly different approach this week. Or try to, anyway. I'm posting this on a day that some of you might be celebrating as a holiday, which is Easter, and I thought it might be a good idea this week to talk about something that's going on right now, because it's something listeners may be interested in doing in the future if they're not already. However, the information I'm about to give you is based solely on what I know, based on information I have access to. And you may have access to it too, but maybe you didn't realize that you do. So if that's the case, I wanted to let you know about it. So if you know anybody who's participating in what I'm about to discuss, please let them know. I'd love to have them come on a future episode of this show and talk about their experiences. And if I get something wrong, they're more than welcome to correct me. I'm always open to that, really. Anyway, if you've been listening to my show for a while, you may remember that I participated in NaNoWriMo this past November. If you're not familiar with NaNoWriMo, it stands for National Novel Writing Month, and it's a month-long event held every November during which you commit to writing at least 50,000 words of what will be, ideally, your next novel. You sign up at the website, which I'll include a link to in the notes for this episode, and you can become buddies with other writers, checking in with them from time to time during the month and holding each other accountable, the type of thing true writer friends do really well, I think. And you can also update your progress on the website every day. And when it's over, you can find out all this cool stuff about your writing habits, such as what time of day you are most likely to write during, and your daily word average. And you can even earn badges for, say, updating your word count several days in a row, or doing it more than once a day, or hitting the halfway point. Some people make or exceed the 50,000 word goal, and even go on to publish what they wrote after editing it. You can come up with some good writing during this type of challenge, but your main focus is on quantity, so what you come up with during NaNoWriMo is probably going to look more like a first draft than a finished product. Others, unfortunately, aren't able to make the 50,000 word goal, but they still manage to come up with some strong writing that hopefully they're later able to build upon and revise and turn into something pretty amazing. In my case, at the end of NaNoWriMo last year, I did a little over 51,000 words. So I did exceed the word goal, but I decided afterward that I really wasn't happy with most of it. And although I'm keeping some of the same ideas and characters and dialogue, I want to go in a somewhat different direction with a lot of the other stuff in it. So I'm working on a new draft, and I'm aiming to have a new novel out next year. I'm just going to leave it at that. I won't say when, but about a week ago, I came up with a manageable strategy that I think can help me get there. And I'm happy with it. I thought NaNoWriMo was a good experience and I'd do it again, but I probably won't do it every year, and that means I probably won't do it this year. I know people who do, and they come up with a new novel each time, which I think is fantastic. but there was a period of almost 2.5 years between my first and second novels, and I'm thinking it'll probably be about that long between my second one and my next one. That's just me. We're all different, which is what makes the writing community so exciting. However, when I found out about Camp NaNoWriMo a few weeks ago, which started on April 1st, I was tempted to sign up for it. In fact, I was strongly considering doing it until the beginning of last week. And from what I see on the website, it looks like you can still sign up for it and announce a project. I didn't see anything on the website saying that you absolutely needed to sign up by April 1st, although I did see something about being matched with a writing group. That looked like it needed to be done by late March, from what I could see. But if after listening to this episode, you decide you want to set a goal for the remainder of the month, you should do that, and you should still be able to do it on the website. Maybe you have an idea for a new project and think this might be a good time to start it. And if you announce it on Twitter, you may even find other people you know are doing it, so you can still be buddies with them. From what I've seen, the general idea of Camp NaNoWriMo is similar to the one behind the event that's held in November, but there are some noteworthy differences. First of all, Camp NaNoWriMo doesn't have a set word goal. Instead, you set your own goal, and you can choose whatever you'd like. So maybe if you're thinking of writing a novella that's 20,000 to 30,000 words long this month, that's fine. Or maybe you only see yourself doing 10,000 words, but you want those 10,000 words to be really, really good. That's an admirable goal, and I hope you get there. Or if, on the other hand, you think you can do 60,000 words, hey, whatever floats your boat. That's a good analogy for a camp-themed event, I think. I definitely think this is a good opportunity if you're looking for some kind of routine. Maybe, due to the events of the last year, which I don't think I have to enumerate, you've gotten out of the habit of writing every day. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you decide it's time to make a change and you want to start writing every day, I think your main priority at first should be to focus on doing just that, meaning writing every day. This type of event, where the word goal possibility is more flexible, can help you, I think, establish that type of routine and also ease into it a little more than if you were to sign up with something with a strict word goal. Once you establish a routine that works for you, then of course you can aim to write a certain number of words each day or not. Maybe you want to do a certain number of words each week. I don't know, whatever works for you. But the point is, something like Camp NaNoWriMo can help you determine how much time you can devote to writing. If you're someone who generally doesn't get a lot of time to write due to other obligations, maybe, this still allows you to set a manageable goal for yourself. But the word count goal isn't the only thing that makes Camp NaNoWriMo more flexible. You also don't need to write a novel. Maybe you've been wanting to write a nonfiction book, say a self-help book, or a cookbook, or a true crime book, or a poetry book, or a play, or even a longer magazine article. Or maybe you're still intent on finishing that novel you've been working on, but you need to step away from it for a bit and work on a shorter project that's entirely different. I think that's fantastic, even though I personally have a hard time doing that. When I am in the zone working on a novel, that's the only thing I can focus on. But I don't necessarily think that's healthy, so I don't necessarily advocate anybody else try that. If you are one of those people who can put your novel in progress on the back burner for a while and spend a few weeks doing something different, you'll probably be able to return to your novels with a fresher pair of eyes, so to speak, and it may turn out better than it would have if you'd stuck to working only on that the whole time. I envy all of you who can do that. I really do. But even if you're not in the middle of a bigger work in progress, if you write fiction all the time, you may decide you want to try writing some articles for a change, possibly because you may want to try freelancing at some point. Or you may want to try writing some poetry. This is a period of time you can set aside to try these things. But having just said all of that, say you're like me, and this is why I was tempted to sign up and want to finish the novel you started in November, either by continuing it or editing the hell out of it or both, you can do that too. That's called NanoFinMo on the website, and it stands for National Novel Finishing Month. If you're interested, there's a link on the site with resources that can help you if, say, you find yourself stuck in the middle of your work in progress, or if you're having difficulty with the ending, and ways to stay motivated, and a bunch of other great tips, and even links to pep talks from writers. You can keep track of your progress on the website if you're editing. You're not going to do it in quite the same way you would writing a new piece, but there's a conversion chart to help you with that. So, instead of counting the number of words you'd write per day, maybe you can keep track of how many you edited. So again, I think it's good to know NaNoWriMo in November is not the only game in town for this type of thing. And if this sounds appealing to you, hey, we're only a few days into April. That is, if you're listening to this episode right after it comes out. If you're not, that's perfectly okay too, because you'll know about this for the future. But check out the link, see if you can sign up, find out what resources are available, and start writing or editing or whatnot. But if you're not ready to do it this month, maybe you don't have an idea yet, or you have a lot going on right now, don't worry, because it looks like you'll have another chance to do Camp NaNoWriMo in July. There doesn't seem to be a lot about the July event on the website yet. I just see it mentioned that you'll be able to announce your Camp NaNoWriMo project on their website in June and start updating the site with your progress on July 1st. But what I'm seeing about the July event looks like it's very similar to the one going on right now. There may also be some differences. I'm just letting you know that one's not too far away. So if you're interested, I'd recommend you check that out early. I'll try to mention something about it again in the few weeks before it starts. And I'm just going to say in general from now on, I'm going to try to keep an eye out and make announcements for all this stuff a few weeks in advance, whatever event it is, because I know some of you interested might want to sign up and participate, even if it's another Twitter writing thing like, I don't know, PitMat or something like that. I'm going to try to keep an eye out for future events and give you a heads up a few weeks in advance from now on. And again, if you've done a Camp NaNoWriMo or know someone who has and you'd like to tell me about it, please reach out to me. Email me at marissadelifarfalle@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter if you don't already at @marissad13 and on Instagram at www.instagram.com/marissadf. Also, please check out my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/marissadf. For $1 a month, I'll mention your name in an upcoming episode, and for $3 a month, I'll not only mention you in an upcoming episode, but I'll also give you access to 2 bonus episodes each month, as well as previous bonus episodes. I have 8 up there so far from the past 4 months. Yes, I do keep track. And I'm planning to put my first bonus episode up for April within the next week or so. I try to put out content there that's a little different than what I do here, but hopefully it's still helpful. My main goal in anything I do is to help you grow as a writer and discover all the possibilities that are out there for you. And on that note, thank you so much for listening, for all of your support, helping me spread the word about the show and everything else you do. It means so much to me, and that's why I hope you found what I had to say helpful, both for yourself and other writer friends you might know. One theme I saw stressed in the emails I read about that I got on Camp NaNoWriMo was exploration, which ideally, if you've ever been to camp, summer camp or whatnot, that's what camp is supposed to be about. So on that note, I'm going to leave you with a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that I think is appropriate for that type of theme. According to Emerson, quote, "The writer is an explorer. Every step is an advance into a new land," end quote. So, however you decide to do it, have fun exploring, stay safe, which I don't mean just in relation to camp, but now that I think about it, is actually appropriate for a camp theme as well. And peace out.
Oh yeah. And if you are celebrating, happy Easter.
This podcast has been brought to you by Anchor, which is the easiest way to make a podcast. Go to anchor.fm for more info.